This is Ty Scott King, and I'm listening to Crosstalk Radio with Steph Swig and Big Pudge, where the talk is real and raw.
Hey, this is Erica Combo, and you're listening to Crosstalk Radio with Big Pudge and Steph Swig, where the talk is real and raw.
Talk about stuff people don't want to talk about nowadays. I want to address the elephants in the room. I want to be thought-provoking, open-minded.
Crosstalk Radio.
Yeah, we got fans from Japan all the way to the Netherlands. Yeah, we got fans from Japan all the way to the Netherlands. Yeah, we got fans from Japan all the way to the Netherlands. We got fans from Japan, all the way to the Netherlands.
We coming through like it's season two. Hit you with the crosstalk, yeah, you know how we do. Changing the world one show at a time. We the salt of the earth, bringing light to your mind. Universal conversations. We appreciate the love we got back from every nation. Really, it's an honor that y'all listen to us. Cause Big Pudge, Steph Swig, we'll give it to you. Transparency, spiritually, life lessons, and politics, the ultimate greed. What I'm saying ain't no boundaries. When we at this table, bringing awareness to the things we see. So rest yourself and enjoy the show. You're guaranteed to be intrigued by this Crosstalk Radio.
Oh, oh. We got fans from Japan all the way to the Netherlands. Yeah, we got fans from Japan all the way to the Netherlands. Yeah, we got fans from Japan all the way to the Netherlands. We got fans from Japan all the way to the Netherlands.
Happy 2024, everybody, ladies and gentlemen. Boys and girls all around the world, this is your man Steph Swig. Welcome you back to another dope episode of Crosstalk Radio.
And this is your man Big Pudge.
Thank you.
Happy 2024, people.
And I gotta keep saying it, y'all. I haven't done the 2023 yet.
What?
You know how you write down stuff?
Oh.
And you write down the last year? I haven't done that yet. So I'm doing good so far. Well, today we got a special guest in the studio with us. An amazing episode ahead of us once again. Glad to be back.
First episode of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And we still in January. We doing good.
Yeah. So right now we probably on the schedule giving y'all at least one episode per month.
Yeah. You know. But don't hold us to that. Y'all know the routine. I hate to say that.
Yeah. Listen. So last year, I think we did. I don't know if we promised the people we're gonna give them more than we did the year before.
And we did.
We did by one episode. By one episode.
We did.
We still held up our promise. So this year we're gonna try to give you more than we did last year and the year before
combined. Just tell us what y'all want us to talk about. I guarantee you, when y'all tell us what y'all want us to talk about, the sense of urgency, it jumps up like
it does.
Enormous, because it's like y'all feeding us, y'all giving. It's like this is what the people want, you know?
Yeah,
so give them what the people want.
Yeah.
We're trying to give y'all that.
We've been giving you what we want to give you. Y'all been liking it, but we still want to hear from you guys.
Exactly.
You know, got a few topics up my sleeve, but yeah, we can use some more time. But dude, we had like, I don't know how many episodes we have. We over 100. We probably at 110 right now.
110?
Probably.
That's still amazing.
I'm happy about it.
Yeah, that's still awesome. That's still
very,
amazing.
Very awesome. So welcome to season 5 of Crosstalk, episode 1.
Starting in 2017, baby. 2017.
Yeah, that's right. Wow.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. That's 7 years.
2017, man.
Man, a lot has changed in 7 years.
Exactly. And we still here.
Yep.
We still here.
Still here rocking.
That's an awesome thing.
We still here. So thank you, Crosstalkers in advance, for continuously rocking with us. This one's dedicated to you.
That was a good one. what guest we got
thank
here,
you,
man?
I'm excited now. Today's guest.
Uh-oh, y'all know what that means. All right. Anytime we got a guest and he clears the throat, it's about to be this amazing introduction of who this person is.
Here we go. Nervous. Excited, nervous. All right. Today's special guest is special in more than one way, more ways than one. She's a crosstalker. She holds the record for the most frequent guest currently. Mm-hmm. The first time she was on, she was my girlfriend, but became my fiance by the end of the episode. Since then, she has been upgraded to wife. She's also a mother, friend, entrepreneur, and among many other things. But today, she is on as an artist. So ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming Miss Lady B to Cross Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Yeah. He had me anxious on that intro. I'm like, what is he getting rid of?
I gotta point out. People, did y'all hear him say she has been upgraded? Why?
Did anybody catch this besides me?
I got it. Oh,
wow. So I'm glad y'all like the intro.
Definitely.
Now you see why he was nervous in the beginning.
Glad to be back.
Welcome back.
Different capacity.
This is what, her third time coming back?
Fourth. First time she came on.
What show was that?
That was the one I proposed to. That was What Women Misconceptions About Marriage. Right?
Was that the women's panel?
No, that was Getting Ready. What
Women Need to
Do. What Women Need to Do to Prepare for Marriage.
Yeah.
That was the panel.
Okay. Yeah, that was the panel. Okay. Then she came on. I know she came on for one. I thought she came on for one. This might be her third.
Was it the co-parenting or something like
that? Yeah, we did the blended family one.
Blended family. Okay.
And those are three, and then this will be the fourth, if I'm not mistaken. But either way, she has the current.
Breaking records in 24. All right.
Okay. Son of the first episode with a broken record.
That's what's up.
She's been our most frequent flyer on Crosstalk.
I hear that frequent flyer.
So welcome back.
Thank you.
And so she has an amazing single. We're going to let her talk about it a little bit. But a lot of people didn't know that Miss Lady B had that she was an artist. And I told everybody I was waiting until she actually had music before I started putting the word out. But now she actually has a hit record and is doing amazing things. Mm-hmm. Opened up a lot of doors. It's called I Just Want to Dance. And everybody that's heard it.
Just Want to Dance.
Thank you. Huh? Just Want to Dance.
That's like an artist. Yeah. They go correct you.
Just Want to Dance. Correct it. And so far, everybody I have played it to didn't say it was okay, didn't say it was mediocre, didn't say that was cool, that's straight. They said it's fire, it's dope, it's amazing. I'm adding it to my playlist.
It makes you just want to dance. Like, that's one of them songs where the minute the beat comes on, some part of your body is going to start moving instantly.
Yeah.
It's proven.
Yeah, it is.
Well, yeah, it's proven. It happens. It's you can't help it.
Yeah,
I couldn't wait
to send it to everybody because I knew everybody was gonna. Because I knew it was an amazing song. I heard can't wait to send it to everybody. So I still sending it out. Still getting the positive reviews. We got a good one today. Matter of fact,
I did. Did you? I never sent you my response so she could hear it.
You know, if you want to tell her on there.
I can't remember.
I still
have the actual recording because I recorded my response to him.
What?
And he didn't think I got it.
I want to hear it.
I'll bring it up when I find it.
We'll let her talk about her because she's had a long journey to this point in her career and everything, and I want her to talk about it a little bit. But we got some surface questions, and then we can dive on into whatever you want to talk about, Miss Lady B, and go from there.
Okay. All right.
First question, can I ask a question first?
Go for it.
By all means.
Lady B.
Please.
Where Lady B come from?
Surface questions. Jeez, Pudge.
So,
I have a tattoo. People used to call me Beasy, BEASY. That was a nickname of the past that my ex-husband gave me. It stuck. He had a way of naming people, and for whatever reason, if he called it to you, it stuck. Everybody called you that, and it stuck. Literally, I ended up tattooing it because that's what people called me.
Okay.
But when I started singing more openly, past my shower, past my home, you know, past being specifically asked to sing, I just couldn't rock with Beezy. another old friend of mine, at this point, he's actually an ex as well. But the thing is he actually helped me come up with the name Lady B. I was already Lady, you know, but this is like, my name is Brenda. All right. So Lady B, it just worked.
Okay.
And I've been that ever since. And that was, I don't know how many years ago.
I just want to know, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, cool beans.
So, what do you think of this song? Are you loving it? Is it, or were you surprised at the response of the song? Or when you wrote it and hit? Because some people say when they make a song, I know this one's special. Did you know this one was special when you made it?
I knew it was special, but not to the capacity that I'm receiving the input from. I liked it when I was writing it. Mm-hmm. I knew I was going to be able to rock with it. And I was like, okay, mm-hmm. cool. You know, sometimes you write, when you're thinking about what you're writing, you know, depending on what direction you're going, you know whether you're going to rock out, whether you're going to have to take yourself to a place to do it, whether you're going to have to, you yeah. know, because I got a couple, you know, that I have to like, all right, I ain't gonna be performing this too often because, you know, it's gonna take me somewhere, you know? And so, but this one, I'm like, I'm gonna have fun with this. This is gonna be great. And that's how I was thinking about it. But that's literally all I thought was, I'm gonna have fun. This is gonna be good.
Okay.
People are gonna be dancing.
Right.
Yeah. That's literally all I thought. I didn't know anything different, but people are responding in a much, much greater, more positive way than I even thought. Like, I never thought about it like that. Mm-hmm. So. I'm happy about that.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. This one song got her onto the sanctuary. And I know y'all know I'm married to her, but either way,
yeah, it didn't matter. It didn't matter.
It did not matter.
But it's sanctuary worthy, though.
Yes,
it's sanctuary
worthy.
Yeah,
definitely.
It definitely is.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, it is.
Y'all.
It is. Yeah. It is.
That's all right.
And look. I'm Stephen's friend, so I can
close
tell
close friend
you,
in my wedding.
Yeah, for real, everything.
Friend.
So I can tell you, although she's wifey, if the music wasn't sanctuary ready, I don't know how the conversation would have been after that. But the sanctuary conversation was, "Bae, I love you," but
but the thing is I know him well, and I would never have even asked. I never would have even asked. Hey, you gonna let me get on stage?
Right,
no.
Right.
And so thankfully the invite came, but even that was unexpected. Yeah. I was like, "You want me to? Wow." That's really awesome. This is pretty cool.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, right. I was like, but it's just, and the funny thing is I hadn't said this to you, but the funny thing is he told me about it, and he's like, are you okay with that? I'm like, yeah. Like, in my head, I'm like, yeah, why wouldn't I be okay with that? That's great, you know? But I'm a surprise guest. By the time you guys hear this, it will have happened already.
Right.
However, I wanted to go on Facebook, Instagram. Y'all ain't gonna believe I'm on the sanctuary. It is a special stage, you know?
It is.
And I really feel like it's an honor to be able to grace the sanctuary's stage, you know? Yes, it's a platform for artists, for, you know, gospel artists to be able to minister, but just know anybody can get on
that is correct.
At the sanctuary. Even great musicians are still waiting to get on because even with that, you know, the amount of people for one show, we're doing what, three people per show now?
Yeah, 3 artists per show, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so the wait list, just get, you know how many great artists there are in Atlanta alone, let alone everywhere else, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I was just like, man, they want me to. Okay, yeah! And it's awesome because it's literally my first single, so I.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Come out the gate swinging.
Yeah, and that's awesome.
Loving it.
That's awesome.
It's
that's
an amazing
awesome.
Feeling. Mm-hmm. I'm very,
everybody
very
don't come
thankful.
Out the gate swinging like that. You know what I'm
absolutely.
Saying?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that is.
So they're going to hear your song at the end of this episode. So
okay.
But before we get there.
Wait.
Go ahead. What? What you got?
Okay, so we just gave them the name of the song. So, of course, we said Just Want to Dance is the name of the song?
Correct.
So, is a song about just wanting to dance, or is there something else in the song besides just wanting
it's
to dance?
There's something else, yes.
Okay.
Great question.
When you think about God's goodness, when you think about what you've been through, how you got through it, sometimes not even knowing how you actually got through it, but you know if it wasn't for the Lord,
oh
boy,
right,
you know?
Right.
And it's just one of those really feel good, like, man, God, you did that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you did that.
Okay.
You know what? And it puts you in this great place when you just have that reminiscent thought process. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And so that thought process just kind of was like, yeah.
Okay. okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You did that. You did that. I got you, you know. And so it just kind of went from there. And I really feel like the Lord helped me write it. So, yeah.
And that's awesome. Now it gives you a visual when you hear the song.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have a whole visual.
Yeah, we got one song. She got an interview. Like, we about to, like, she's about to drop an album. Her album is coming, we promise. Right. But who would you say, not this particular, this song, but also your particular style, who would you say your music is for?
Anybody wanting to feel good, anybody who's a believer in Christ, anyone who has been through anything that had come out on the other side, and they're relating to the different issues that I've spoken on. I would say that it's for those people who can relate to going through life, because that's really what I'm doing. I'm just writing about life, writing about overcoming, writing about my joy in Christ, writing about the stuff he's brought me through, the things that I've seen, you know? And so that's who it's for.
That's dope.
Gotcha.
Very universal.
It is. So even though I'm married to you, I don't know who your musical influence, I know some of them, but who are your musical influences? I know it's going to be a wide range. I know some stuff going to come out of left field
for
some people.
Yes, it is. I cannot begin to name them all, but oh God, to go back. Oh, I could go back from the Etta Jameses. I could go to the Chaka Khans. James. I could go to the Whitney. I can go to Jill Scott. I can go to, y'all don't shoot me for this, but look him. I can go for, you know, there's good God. There's the mystical. There's like, I can, my influence. Oh my God. Then you got the Lauryn Hills. Oh, you got.
That's why. But it's awesome.
You got more.
Yes, there's so much more, because I do have such a wide range. I would say that the only genre that I'm not that frequent with is maybe country. And there's still some country jams that I can rock hard to, you know? Mm-hmm. But that's probably the only genre that I don't really lean to when I'm writing or when I'm feeling my music, you know? So, good God, there's so many. Yeah.
When we was talking last week, I was telling you her song gives me the Diana Ross feel. Yeah. And he was saying it gives you Whitney.
It gives
Whitney.
Whitney. What's the song Whitney got? What's the upbeat song?
I just want to dance.
I want to dance with somebody.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay. Yeah. Somebody told me even Tina Marie. Yeah, and even her. Like,
I love Tina Marie. I was just telling her yesterday.
And I hear a hint of CeCe Peniston in there too, to me.
Oh, okay. CeCe.
Yeah.
Is that Don't Walk Away?
Yeah. Or keep on walking.
Keep on walking.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And all of that encompasses all of that, because I really wanted a feel good, old school type of, you know what I'm saying?
You accomplished that.
People want to dance.
I definitely wanted to honor that old school feel, but still be up to date. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I was trying to make that cross happen.
You landed that one. Thank you. And your performance too. I wasn't there. My feelings were so hurt. I blame myself. It was me. I need a secretary. I'm just saying, I feel you know. But I instantly went when the Wolfpack was talking. I went to the video and watched it and watched your performance.
I didn't know you watched. That's awesome.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I really felt bad that I missed it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know where my brain was, but I watched it. But I'm like you can perform. Like, a lot of people can go in the studio and lay down stuff and be great and cannot perform or got mediocre performance. Mm-hmm. Like, you had the crowd. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? So you can literally perform. Like, and I'm at home watching.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm at home watching now. I rewound it and watched it again.
That's real talk.
Because I was like, and y'all got to understand, I know Brenda. I've never met Lady B. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I'm seeing a whole different person. Because I'm literally on stage like, this is somebody's mama. Like, like that. I don't know this woman. So I was in awe, like, you know what I'm saying, watching them. And I'm like, okay, like, she's not new to this. It's you can know somebody and never know the artistry in a person. And then see the artistry in a person is like, oh, the, like, they're, this is not new to them. Mm-hmm. They're not just now getting started. So yeah. when you see her perform, it's like, oh, you've been doing this. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like you, if you haven't, you perform like you've been doing this.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yes, you have.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. That means a lot. Thank you.
That is a lot. Mm-hmm. That, like, that's why she's on the sanctuary.
Look at him as he boasts of the sanctuary.
That's right. That's right. But no, So what are some of the challenges you face getting here?
Okay.
So we already did the surface stuff now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got some more.
It's all right. It's all right. I got it. After. I'm ready.
Come
I'm
on. Just, let's go.
I'm ready. So listen, get your mind right. I'll say it this way. In the past, I used to sing. Currently, I sing. There's a chunk in the middle where singing was not. I attached my voice to the hurt of my past. And when I ran from the hurt in an attempt to get better, I left my voice with it. Mm. And I didn't realize how difficult it would be moving forward. But the difficulty didn't just come with me deciding, oh, I'm gonna go sing again. Because before, you know, I was singing some stuff that I probably might be embarrassed if y'all heard now, because, you know, I'm singing for the Lord now. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. I'm glad that stuff is lost. However, when I decided to go forward singing again, I had decided I'm singing for you, Lord. This is what we're doing. This is where we're at. That's just what it is, you know? Mm-hmm. And when I decided that, it was more difficult than I could have ever imagined. I faced things that did not used to be a thing for me. Now, fear has been, you know, running around my family for some time. That wasn't new to me, but I faced a different level of fear that I had not faced before. Anxieties, the levels of I can't in my mind, the mind battles were intense on a level that I just had not seen before. And I had to overcome the things that I had not dealt with from the past on top of the things that were new to me in this level where I had decided I'm going to go sing for the Lord now. So it's like the things that I had not dealt with had been multiplied. And I had to trample through all of that and overcome the mind battles. Because the funny thing is, a lot of people talk about, oh, well, all my haters this and my haters that, and ain't nobody gonna tell me I can't. And I didn't have anybody telling me I couldn't but me. Mm-hmm. I had pure, the people that were in my corner were such champions for me. They were coaching me. They were, you can do it. You got this, man. I can't even. And even to the point of where my husband is looking at me like, it's not the person I'm looking at. I wouldn't know you felt that if you didn't tell me. Mm-hmm. I carry it well. I was a woman of many masks. Mm-hmm. It's a dangerous thing to get so good at exchanging your masks.
Mm. You ain't lied about that.
So by the time I got to the edge, I ain't gonna sit here and say I'm all the way through it. Mm-hmm. But I got enough of a foothold to kind of break, like, okay, now, all right, I'm a little loose. Y'all mm-hmm. don't let these chains loose now. All right, wow. I'm about ready to fly. I'm about ready, you know. And so I had to move through all of that. And I had a couple of mentors. And I just remember crying on their shoulder, like, thank God for you, because I had to borrow your belief in me until I could get back to just me. Mm-hmm. Even an ounce of me, I had to borrow their belief in me week after week after week after week until I could get back right. So that's how I got here.
So what sparked that? Like, I know you said you went through a lot. Mm-hmm. You attached a hurt to singing and you stopped singing. Mm-hmm. But then you started singing mm-hmm. again in this new season or newer season. Mm-hmm. What was the moment, your breaking point? It's like, you know what? I'm going to do this for God. I'm putting this hurt beside. I'm going to ignore the hurt. I'm going to move forward. What was the breaking point for you?
I don't know if I can really define the breaking point. It was more so just waking up one morning and just deciding, this is what I love to do. I love singing. This is the one thing that if I never got paid for it, if I never, you know, sang in front of anybody, if I just sang in my shower for the rest of my life and nobody heard me, I would be just as happy. I would be great. And I did. I sang in my shower, but over time, once I made that decision, I really believe the Holy Spirit just started kind of moving in me and shifting things around, and that desire became bigger and bigger. And it's like I begin to receive messages, whether it be a church, whether it be some person or a friend or whoever, the messages kind of just started coming. And to sum it all up, those messages equaled, I gave you a voice, and it's not for you. And I was like, oh. And that became stronger over time and stronger. And it's like, all right, Lord. All right. You know, I just kind of got that. You know how the Lord does something for you or with you, and you just can't shake it. And it's just like,
yeah,
he ain't going to leave me alone about this. Okay. Well, I guess that's what we're doing for real. Let's go.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so I had to work. Then when I made that decision, I just, that's when I started moving through. And it was hard. I still have some hard days, to be honest, but I'm not at the place that I was where I couldn't even see myself doing it.
All right. Gotcha.
So, yeah.
And so you mentioned fears earlier.
Mm-hmm.
That's vague. What okay. kind of fears were you, what were you afraid of? What was your fears?
That was a lot of fears. Some of the bigger ones I'll speak on. I was afraid of stepping out because I had rejection issues that were unresolved. I didn't want to hear what the people sitting in front of me had to say, let alone opening myself up for the world to have something to say. That was a big one. I did not want to know what you thought. I kind of trained myself to feel like your opinion of me is not my business. That's between you and God. That ain't, it ain't for me, you know? And that's how I kind of made it through some of the rejection issues that I was dealing with. Some of the other fears were, how am I supposed to make money? I know some of the most amazing artists that do this and like do this for real. And I'm like, I got, did y'all count my kids lately? I got one, two. How am I supposed to pay for how?
Yeah.
And I'm supposed to just step out? So the other thing was, if you, if I could say it like this, I had a fear in trusting the Lord. I did not trust God enough to take care of me for doing his business.
That's deep.
I had fears of not being enough. Again, I know some amazing artists. God has always had me in these circles where I'm just in awe of the people that I'm around looking at their giftings. And the rejection opened up the door for low self-esteem. The low self-esteem began to get louder. And I began to be afraid of whatever was going to come out of my mouth. Although I always knew, okay, God gave you a voice. You know, you can hold a note. It's cool. But because of the circles I was in, I did not want to, because I felt like, well, now I've got to compare myself. But it was all up here. It was all in my head. It was all here. You know, like I said, nobody was telling me. And the thing is the people that I was looking at, they were fans of mine, just like I was a fan of theirs,
of
their music, you know? And so it's, I cannot stress enough. Get your mind right. Get your mind right. Stop letting the devil tell you these lies. Do not let the devil play in your mind. He will turn it into a battlefield, I promise. So those are just a few of the fears that I dealt with. But I mean, I could really line it up. Like it's like a family, a cousins, you know. It's like, you know how you invite that one person over for a cookout and then they show up with like, wait a minute, wait. You start counting how many ribs you cooked, and then you're like, wait, but that's how the devil play, you know? Mm-hmm. You open the door, and he start bringing all his friends, you know? Right, it started out as this little rejection over here, you know, that I dealt with when I was a little girl, and my daddy didn't come pick me up when he said he would, and then that turned into a repetitive thing, and then that opened up a bigger door, and then I started feeling the rejection bigger. It turned into, turn it into low self-esteem and fear and anxieties and all of these other things start to pack on, and it's undealt with, and he did that to you when you were a child. So now here you are in adulthood, in this adult battlefield, trying to figure out how to deal with years of things that you didn't even realize was that big of an issue until now you're here.
Exactly.
So... yeah, I could go on and on, but please.
Please go on and on. They know us.
Right.
Okay, so did I answer your question?
Yes, you did. You did. And if you didn't, I'm going to figure out another way to ask it to get what I'm asking anyway. So,
as always.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay.
So clearly those are issues you dealt with, and you found a way to move forward. How did you move forward? What steps did you take to move forward?
Prayer, reading, self-help books, but the two biggest things, I'll say this, the three biggest things that were at the top of the list, prayer, reading the Bible, I'm going to say self-help right now, because you got to continuously better yourself. But the same mind that got you in the situation is not going to be the same mind that gets you out.
Come on now. You're talking real
good.
So
if you don't develop yourself and actively take part in it, I have an ongoing mantra, you could say, is I continuously try to be a better me than I was yesterday.
Say that again.
I continuously attempt to be a better me today than I was yesterday.
Okay. You writing that down?
Nah.
You writing it down.
No, it was one of those, you know, sometimes, you know, you hear something twice, it clicks.
Okay.
That's for me. And everybody else that's listening.
Good job.
Okay. And then the second time, most people, when you have to say it again, they break it down for, and she did just that. She said it slower so you can really get it.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so with that, that's what I mean by the self-help, but I don't count that as the actual third thing, because I feel like that should be a daily thing. Mm-hmm. And it's not always going to work the way you want it to work. It's not going to be like clockwork, you know, but as long as you're consistently trying, you're going to get better. Mm-hmm. But I mark the third thing as obedience.
That's very important.
Because
in
all of the prayer that I did, God would show me things and then I wouldn't do it. I wish you guys could see the faces in the room right now.
definitely related. You know what I'm saying?
So it wasn't until I would pray, read the Bible, see what God said about me, see what the lies of the devil really were, see what God says I'm supposed to be, see what he really equipped me with. So I can redevelop in my mind who God says I am and stand in my own.
Right.
But even in knowing that, it wasn't until I began to walk in obedience that he actually started to help me shed the things for real.
Come on.
Yeah.
So those are my critical steps.
Okay. When I was going through, I had certain scriptures that spoke to me, and I use those as my... I don't want to say crutch, but foundation. This is a scripture I had to read all. Every time my mind was going left, I would stand on these scriptures, remind myself. Mm-hmm. When you were in the Bible, was that your experience? Did you have certain go-to scriptures, or just going into the Word of God, enough, just being in that Word, enough for you?
Sometimes there were specific scriptures that I could go back to and repeat, but it wasn't always the same thing. Sometimes God would show me something different. Sometimes I would sit down and I could have just gotten done with the prayer and my Bible fall open to, that's what we're doing today. Okay. You know, and I go on to read. But for me, it wasn't just that. Sometimes somebody will speak a word. You've been with me in this for this, and I could literally have strangers walk up to me and speak a word into my life, them not knowing how serious really God mm-hmm. really is being mm-hmm. with me right, right now. Mm-hmm. Like, somebody walked up to us in the grocery store and told me a word that was so specific. And so, I ain't seen this lady before a day in my life. Mm-hmm. But I was used to God communicating with me like that, especially mm-hmm. with dealing with the trust issues. It had to come in an unorthodox
way. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes. In order for me to be like, okay, God.
That was you.
All right.
That was you.
Right. And the funny thing is, at the time, the young lady, we were in the grocery store. You remember this?
Yeah, I remember. I remember.
We were in the grocery store. We were in Kroger's. And the young lady walked up and spoke to me about singing. And this is at a time that I was very much so deep into, Lord, I'm trying. Mm-hmm. Okay, God. All right, I hear you. Okay, I hear you. And she walked right up to me. And I was trying, and internally, I knew I was struggling something horribly. And the word that the young lady spoke into my life, although I can't remember the specific word she said right now, but the stubbornness in me kicked in, and I started messing with him. And I told him, I said, you know she talking to you. I don't even know why you playing like that. You know what I mean? No, this man don't say
it. Wish you could see my face like.
And it was around the time, because remember I told you I had trust issues. I didn't trust God in a deep enough way.
You talking about Stephen's facial expression? God did and it so, for me.
But he listen, that's exactly what he did. Yeah. That's exactly what he did. But it was around that time, and I did have trust issues, and I knew I was struggling getting back into it, and I didn't believe in myself in that time frame, and it was just, it was a lot. And I always had this thing, I need a sign, I need another sign, Lord, show me a sign, Lord, give me a sign. Yeah. And it's like, what's the scripture say? By hearing of the, not by sight. We don't mm-hmm. walk by sight. Mm-hmm. What you need another sign for? Mm-hmm. You know, and so
I was jealous. Like that sign was clear. Someone walked up to you, tell you you should be singing.
You don't know. You don't know them from a clear point.
That was God taught me that way. I'm guessing all the time. God, did you really want me to do? Talk me like you talked to her. Like, why?
How can you talk to me like you talked to her?
Be more specific. I would do it.
But he has experienced firsthand my level of. I'm calling it stubbornness, and I don't.
Delusion?
No. I've even learned recently that stubbornness, especially at the level that I had it, is also a sign of pride. So the guy had to work with me on that. He had to really work on me. That's a whole nother story.
Elaborate on the stubbornness of pride. Babe, this is an interview.
All right. So, I'm writing a book. The book is what helped me understand that what I was dealing with was not just a simple case of, oh, you're stubborn. Once you get onto something, you're not going to really let it go. It takes a whole world of convincing to get you to go in the other direction. I just thought, you know, that's just me. That's how I was built. Mm-hmm. And that's how many of us think when we're dealing with things mm-hmm. that have been there since we can remember. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, that's right. Just how I was built. Mm-hmm. God made me like this. Mm-hmm. No, he did not.
Mm-hmm.
He had to show me all of these symptoms. Remember earlier I was speaking about how you leave a door cracked, you leave a portal open, and the devil, he come in with that little foot, mm-hmm. but in a moment he about to kick the door in and bring all his friends. Mm-hmm. And that that scenario, yeah, that's pretty much what happened to me. But I was breaking down that scenario in the book, and as I began to dive into all of the different demons that play in our backyards when we let them. Mm-hmm. Pride, one of his friends was stubbornness. And it's just like, oh, you gotta be kidding me. Like, really? Mm-hmm. That's what we're going with this? Lord, what you really saying to me? Okay, all right. And he had to deal with me on it. And so he's still dealing with me, but I'm a lot better than I was mm-hmm. when I first realized yeah. it. Mm-hmm. Just like when I first realized fear. Fear is another one that I had to dive into as one of the symptoms. And the fear, what kicked me into high gear and helped me overcome the fear and the way I was dealing with it was the scripture. It showed, God, I feel like I need to pull it up now.
Go ahead.
This, I gotta find it. the scripture, I had read this scripture so many times, and it talks about how the fruit of the spirit. And give me a second. I got to find this one to make my I got to make my point plain.
Do it.
You looking up the fruit of the spirits?
Yeah, but it's one that talks about it in Revelation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh God, help me. Let me look it up this way. But it talks about the fruit of the spirit, and as many times as I had read this scripture, I kind of would glance over the part that said fear, idolatry, witchcraft, and all of these other things, and it's like I would see
over the fear part.
But the thing is I read it, but it didn't hit me.
It didn't really. I got you.
Until one day, it really broke down, and the Lord was like, "No, I see fear the same way I see witchcraft. I see fear the same way I see murderers and idolaters." And I was like, "Oh, Jesus." Okay. I might as well had a went and hiked up my skirt, and I might as well had a, Father, I'm sorry. And but it hit me in such a way that I was just like, oh my God, because it's one thing to be afraid and keep moving. Mm-hmm. It's one thing to be afraid and just be like, all right, well, but you still one step in front of the other.
Right.
But when you allow fear to change your course of action,
yeah, it's taking
it's a whole different ball game.
Pretty much took control at that point.
And that's what I was doing. Okay. Fear was stopping me from singing. Fear was stopping me from doing the very things God had told me to do.
Gotcha.
And so did anybody find the scripture? Because I'm sorry, I stopped looking.
Oh, I look.
Look, I thought you found it.
I sat down to elaborate when they took it back up. And was going
to
read it.
It started coming to me, but I never found the scripture. I'm sorry.
I didn't find it.
But anyway, but it's the scripture that talks about God hates these things and idolatry and witchcraft.
Oh,
is it the seven things
that God hates? The seven, you can Google that in the description.
And so, there. You know, and so.
Because I use that one a lot of time for liars. Because out of seven things, he names a liar twice.
You know, so.
You know?
Yeah.
We gotta find that one.
Yeah, we gotta find that one. I wish my mind is just not doing what it needs to do right now, but it's gonna come to me. Or does Google gonna work first? One of the two.
Mm-hmm. All right, so maybe we should keep on talking.
Yeah,
to her.
Let's go.
And maybe
keep
Pudge,
on.
You can look for it, or I can look for it. We can.
Okay.
You wanna look? You already got your phone. I got mine back in airplane mode. Okay. So while he looks for it for you. Are you back?
Talk to me. I'm waiting.
So again, we back to fear. Because people talk about having a fear of success. Was that something you experienced? Now, can you elaborate on that? Cause I don't think I can relate to fear of success.
My cousin said fear of success. It is so real. It is. I don't know if I can explain that.
Try. Well, okay, we'll be more specific. Okay, what was your specific fear of success? Like, if I got successful, this would change.
I had this idea growing up, and maybe I got stuck in my child's mind at this, but growing up, like I said, I've always loved to sing. That's always been my go-to. I remember, you know, being in the bathtub, being in the bathroom as a little girl, just hollering at the top of my lungs, whatever song, tune came to mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but what little TV they let me watch, I began to get a glimpse of this life that I didn't really want to partake in, you know? And it's just like, well, I don't really want fame. I don't want that. I don't want to do that, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's the mind that I had as a child, you know, growing up, you know, you thinking about the world as an oyster, you know, what do you want to do?
I see.
Well, I don't want to do that. I don't want people following me and I can't go to the store. What if I want some chocolate? What if I want to go, you know, like just simple thoughts. That stuck with me. Even as an adult, I kind of despise the way celebrities are treated. And I'm not saying that that's where this is going for me. I'm just saying that particular view of things, they're people. Yes, they chose to be entertainers with their life, but to what extent when do they get privacy? When do you get to respect the fact that they're a human just like you? Mm-hmm. Why do you feel like it is your right to go and disrupt their private life at their home, at their place of business, at their place of...
Yeah.
Wait till they get on screen. Wait till they interact with you online. Wait till they...
Yeah, right.
You know? And this day and age, 2023, 2024, we all know that it's massively out of control. You know? And so that idea only grew, you know?
Gotcha.
What was the question again?
She did one of my numbers. And I'm glad I'm not alone.
Because that part
you get so
me.
Passionate and caught up in something, and you'll be like, wait. What was the question?
Because I was going back and I was like, what am I going back
She
to?
Came back around and bring it home and forgot what home was. I'm just glad I ain't by myself. That's all I'm saying.
Well, the question was fear of success.
The specific fear.
Yeah, of success for you.
Okay.
That would like for you,
so
basically.
That was part of it. That was a big part of it.
Uh-huh.
But the other part of it that was at the core of it was fear of the unknown. I had a level of control freak in me.
Mm-hmm.
That particular thing, not knowing, I'm kind of a why person as well. Like, I need to know why you're telling me to do that. If I'm at work or if I'm at wherever I am, why are you telling me to do this? Because I need to think through this on my own, and I need to understand that if what you're telling me makes sense for the whole picture as well as for me, because if it don't make sense in either, I'm not doing it. I'm gonna find my own way, and you're just gonna have to be okay with it. Now, that control part of me and needing to know the next steps, that's another part where me and God would fall out, because it's like, listen.
That ain't how he operates.
Tell me about it.
Right.
And that's where a lot of the disobedience was coming from, because I already got trust issues. And you won't give me part of the other plan. What is next? Don't tell me quit my job and then don't tell me what's next. You're going to tell me to walk away. Listen. You gonna tell me to walk away from XYZ. Okay, I got you on that. All right, and then what? Look, 1 foot out the door. Okay, Lord, then what? I'm waiting on you to tell me before I move this the foot, because what's next? What we doing? No, you, silence. I said what I said. That's what he said.
That's him. Yep.
So I'm like, I don't, what on earth is the problem? Because I need to know before I move. And he like, nah, do you trust me? Because I said do this. Why you ain't do it yet? What you waiting on?
That's good.
Yeah, we've been there.
Yeah, definitely been there. Like, she give me flashbacks that I don't want. That's why I had the other facial expression the last time when she said that. I'm like, ooh.
Listen,
yeah. I remember being there in that street.
It gets real, real. Uh-huh. So, man. Yeah, that fear of the unknown, that was at the core of it. And my trust issues.
Gotcha. You find a scripture by any chance?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay, cool. Yeah.
Perfect timing.
Yeah. Proverbs 6:16. Oh, don't worry. Yes, Proverbs 6:16-19.
I thought we were going to have to edit it in the episode. You hear her say, it's going to be looking forward to hear Pun's voice say, Proverbs.
I think this is it. I mean, you know, there are 6 things that the Lord hates, 7 that are detestable to him. Hardy eyes, hoes, you know, half-naked ass people, you know, men or women, just to let you know, even though hardy mean,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? A lying tongue, heads that shed, you know who I am, woman. Heads that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a man who stirs up dissension among brothers. Was that it?
That's part that speaks on it, but that's not the specific scripture that caught me. Okay. But it's all right. We're gonna get it.
Even if we don't get it, I know you know the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
I know you know it.
Uh-huh.
And we're gonna challenge our listeners. Y'all go look it up. Go look it up for yourselves.
Yeah,
I know that's right.
Crosstalk ain't gonna do everything for you.
Right.
Study the word to show yourselves approved.
Come on now.
Yeah.
I was just talking about that the other day with somebody.
Yeah, she's still gonna look. She's still looking for it.
I am, but I'm still listening. Please continue.
Like she said that, like she's not the interviewer. I mean, interviewee. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Next question. I promise you. Let me interview you then.
Next question. Okay.
Cool. So, what do you hope to accomplish this year?
Oh, man. You should have told me about my planner. So, I've got. I'm on a mission. Listen. I told y'all them chains is breaking free. I'm about to live in the left lane. So,
I know that's right. Live in the left lane.
The biggest thing that I want to accomplish is the things that have been on my plate for the longest time that I've been disobedient about up until now. This darn album has to be completed and released before the first quarter of this year is up. Period.
Okay.
The book has to be very, 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 very close behind.
Okay.
Working on that. I want to have purchased and flipped my first property. I want to also have gotten down. Do I have to tell my wife? I need to lose about 60.
She said, like, do I have to tell?
I want to lose about 60 pounds. Okay. And lean up, you know. So I had this conversation the other day. Side note. I had this conversation over the other day with the Lord, and it was funny because it's like I'm talking to him. It's like we're talking about the things that I would like to see and what I need this help with, you know. And okay, and I'm thanking you because, you know, you've already done so much. And cool, we're here, you know. But Lord, listen, the stomach of mine is a problem. Like, I would lose weight and I'd just be like, you just going to be stubborn. You just going to stay there, right? Okay. All right. I see you. I got something for you. And then something for you happened. And then it still come right back. And I'm like, listen. So me and the Lord, we talking about this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you know, I be huffing and puffing. I already be dancing on the stage at the church I go to. And you know, we lit. We mega lit. And you going to give me my first song as a dance song? Mm-hmm. Lord, you mighty funny. Lord, you mighty funny. Like, how you going to give me my first song and it's a dance song? And I'm like, all right. First release is a dance song. So I got to dance around. How many stages? You funny, because I told you I wanted to lose weight. And now I got to dance. However many stages you put me on this year.
That's funny.
I got to dance every single time. All right. You funny, but I got you. I thank you anyway. I appreciate it. That was my conversation. That was the side note. But anyway, what was the question?
Again, you sound like a cross talker for real.
She is.
I mean, like, she sound like us all over the place.
Right.
What do you hope to accomplish this year?
Oh, yeah.
And as I'm hearing this, I'm married to him, thinking, I probably should have been in on some of these conversations. Like these goals.
The
property business, that's
the
ours.
The property is ours. Yeah. That's ours. But that's the second half of the year. That part ain't came up yet.
Yeah, but it's the first time I'm hearing about
it's the first time the business started already.
That's okay, fine. So, anyway. Your question. What are your goals that you would like to accomplish this year with or without
that don't include you?
Any goal.
She said don't include you. No, she needs specifics now. You don't know her goals, sir. Yeah, so you might need to answer that question.
My first probably by the end of the year. Okay.
Oh,
you need to answer that question.
No, but those are the main things that I have on my plate. I probably should have brought my planner because I wrote out a bunch of stuff. But those are the top things that I want to accomplish. I want to have flipped my first property. Oh, I got a website that I'm working on that I really, 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 really want that to earn $100,000 this year in the background without me, you know, messing with it. I want that to be my underlying money to fund all the other stuff that we got going on. And, yeah.
So not much. Okay, cool. That's all? Great. That's good.
Okay, cool.
Any other goals?
I'm sure they're in my book.
Would you like to get your book?
No, it's cool. That's okay. The main stuff. I cover the main stuff, the big stuff.
Okay, cool. So, album, book, flipping houses, website making 100 grand a year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sounds amazing.
Sounds amazing to me, too. So I guess I'll have to spend a little differently then, since my goals have been made for me.
I mean, it's good. You could spend more when it's...
I am not mad by the bigger picture.
Bigger picture. I got you.
I've been painting for the bigger picture for a long time. I'm waiting for I can't wait to see the final product.
We're moving.
God, I need a little more proceeds, Lord.
Right. Listen. You gave me this big vision. A little more proceeds.
Right. But the vision he gave you is supposed to be enough for you to have to depend on him. It ain't supposed to be nothing you're supposed to be able to do on your own. So.
part.
And when I get discouraged about my stuff, I'm like, well, God, I know it's for me to depend on you. I'm depending on you now. I need to see more of your help. I'm doing everything I know. And if you're helping in ways I can't see, please don't stop doing that either. But right now, I feel like I'm by myself. I need you to step up in ways I promise I'll give you the glory for real. But I can't if I feel like it's all me.
Right, that's real.
You know,
that's real.
So what do you say to people who are contemplating putting music out and are all in their head about who, if they don't sound this good or who they can't be like and all this other stuff, all the issues that you're currently overcoming? How do you encourage them?
Nobody out here that's got a twin. God made everybody by themselves. They didn't come tasting like the next person, sounding like the next person, looking like the next person.
That's the part I like. That's the part I like. That's the part that had me. I said, I like that. Yeah. I feel that.
Me too.
But we all have our own individuality.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's someone that is contemplating how they sound versus how the next person sounds, how they dress versus how the next person dress. If your fashion ideas don't look like this person's and they're at the top of their game, or if this, you know, all of these different thought processes that we have, do what God put you here to do, because your lane is specifically for you. Mm-hmm. There is no one else doing what you do the way you do it, the way God told you you can.
Absolutely.
So,
preach on it.
Because now what worked for me, that very train of thought, and I had to think about it. I was like, man, ain't just one rapper in the world. Ain't just one singer in the world. It ain't just... And then we listen to the music that's out here, given that music is my category, you know. We listen to the music that's out here, and we got a lot of the same type of stuff happening on the radio. And it's like, I could put my 2 cents in there, too.
Right.
So, yeah, that's what it was. I was like, yeah, ain't another me. And... there's nobody that can do things the way that I can. They don't have the same influences that I have. They don't have the same experiences that I have that makes me in this moment, right here, right now.
Right.
There is not another.
Right. Absolutely.
Right.
So where are you?
Mm-hmm.
Where are you? The world is waiting on you. That's what I would say to that person.
Oh, I love that.
I like that. The world is waiting on you.
Okay. So you mentioned book, album, flipping properties, website.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and the weight loss.
Well, yeah, the weight loss.
Don't forget that.
Gotcha. All of those are great goals,
mm-hmm.
but they also
require trust in God.
Require a lot of time,
mm-hmm.
energy,
mm-hmm.
effort.
Mm-hmm.
And as we mentioned before, she's an entrepreneur, she's a mother, she's a wife.
Mm-hmm.
How do you, or have you figured out how to balance all of those yet?
Well, I got the book and the album scheduled for the first quarter, which means the majority of my time is going to be scheduled there. The website, I actually want to do a block of time to work on that so that I can get much more accomplished with that quicker, because I need that to be running in the background. The flipping of the houses and that scenario should come on the second part of the year, based on the fact that the music and the book has to be, that's the first part of the year, that's the first quarter and the second quarter of the year, and I'll need to be doing things to promote that and whatever else God has for me there. I need to be able to do it. As far as the timing, I'm just trying to use every ounce of time that I have right now wisely, and given the fact that I need money, I'm trying to take another job, and I don't know, I'm just be up at the crack of dawn trying to do it. That's all I got on that.
That's my message.
We all are given the same 24 hours in the day. Mm-hmm. If Oprah can do it, so can I.
Yep.
If Oprah can do it, so can I.
Okay.
As long as you know, Sally, yeah, I hear that.
Mm-hmm. I have one more question, and I lost my train of thought with it, but it's okay. But you got anything while I try to remember my question? No, thanks.
Okay. My bad.
You know what? It is totally fine.
You was
fine.
On the road. Why
right.
was that?
All right, you know, Sam.
It's still our show.
Right, you're right. I mean, you know, my bad. You know?
All right.
I wasn't expecting you to bust out and be like, I lost my question. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So she's talking about everything was... Yeah. Oh, I know what it is. D- do you have on any plans of going on tour this year or in the future?
Well, somebody did ask me to sing with them this year with their tour. They've got a really big project coming up. I want to be available for that too, which is another reason why I need this website up and running quick, fast, and in a hurry, because I might not need to take a job depending on what happens with the website. But I want to be available for that. So as far as my music is concerned, I will most likely, I don't know, maybe the tour is inside. I really don't know as far as my music is concerned.
Okay. So how can people reach you if they want to book you, get your music? How do they get your music? How do they book you?
I have booking websites set up. Excuse me. For right now, we can do booking through bookladybnow@gmail.com. It's bookladiebnow@gmail.com. That's how you would reach us for booking. And as far as my social medias are all ladyb81, Instagram, TikTok. Oh, they kicked me off of Twitter. Somebody took over my account. So don't find me, Lady B, on there. I haven't either, but, you know. And then on Facebook, I'm Brenda Gibbs.
That's right. In real life, she's Brenda Gibbs.
How about so? Oh, wow.
He's
about to
he's back to hubby mode.
Yeah. But anyway, so I have one more question. It's a lighter question.
Before you get your question.
I was going to say... Before I do, Pudge, you have anything? Okay. Now you back in.
Right. So I've been here. So my question is, what is your album going to sound like?
That was a question, too. I forgot. Yeah, there you go. Now you're picking it up at. Good deal.
Okay. Well, I have a little bit of rap. I got a little bit of, like, gospel. Got a little bit of soul. I got a little bit of jazz.
A lot of versatility here.
Yeah, I got a little bit of everything in there. It's like I said, I got my influences are all over the board as well. So, I mean, I actually struggled with that at first because I didn't know which way I wanted to go. And I asked one of my mentors, like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do because I love doing so many different things. Mm-hmm. And I said, I don't know how to find my lane. And he just looked at me. He's like, what lane? If you can do it, I'll do it. And I was like, oh. Mm-hmm. And that was like my green light. And it was like the floodgates were open. I was like, oh, okay. So I just got a little bit of everything on there.
Okay. Versatility. I love that. Mm-hmm. I love, you know, I mean, everything you said. I mean, the fact that you can go from earlier, she said she went from Etta James to Lil' Kim.
Oh, see? So
Tina Marie, that's a huge jump. So to hear Just Wanna Dance, and then she got rap in there, I'm all the way curious.
Yeah, me too. I'm all the way curious.
Yeah, very excited. All the way.
All right, now, a light fun question. We done dealt with all the drama and all that stuff.
Right? Y'all done took me down.
It's all good. You knew what it was.
Great memory lane.
You knew what it was.
You knew what it was.
You've been on this show enough times to know how we do. it's just three random fun facts about you that a lot of people probably don't know.
I will whoop somebody in Pac-Man. That's one.
I'm salty about that.
No, that's right. I got two people here that can attest to it.
I beat her once in Pac-Man.
I appreciate you.
Did I ever beat you, or you let me win towards the end? Because
we'll play again and we'll figure it out.
I think she got tired.
That's what it was. It wasn't a real win because I'm gonna say, if we gonna challenge each other, I want a real challenge. I want 100% you.
Me too. Any Pac-Man players out there, Miss Pac-Man, please hit me up. I got you.
Mom, where you at? We gonna stand and represent me. What? I told you, my mom. That's the only mom. Exactly. My mother, the only person I know that talks like her when it comes to Pac-Man. What? For real. My mom don't boast about nothing but Pac-Man.
Oh my God.
She'll shut you down. So I'm like, Mom, you gotta represent. Cause I ain't gonna lie, I was salty.
Man.
I was salty. What was it? Ohio? I was salty.
Ohio.
Yeah, Ohio.
Oh man. Yeah.
All right.
That's another one. Fun fact. I love bowling. Okay. My grandmother taught me how to bowl when I was young. She used to live in a bowling alley, and I ain't had no choice but to learn if I was going to actually have some fun. So
I hear that.
But so she taught me how to bowl. I love bowling. I won't say I'm great at bowling the way I am at Pac-Man, but I do love to play, and I actually do score.
We need to go bowl then.
Indeed, indeed. To bowl.
So you have a chance.
Exactly.
And let's see. Third fun fact. Let's see. What else? Oh my gosh. What else? God, I don't know. I mean, I love reading. That's not a fun fact, though. It's like
he's sick.
Hold on, that man said, "Not a fun fact." What's
the last question?
That was the last question.
Yes.
Oh man. Okay. I don't know.
Are you a connoisseur of something, perhaps? You're not a connoisseur of nothing.
Stuff. I'm a
very versatile. I mean, I like a lot of stuff.
Liking and being a connoisseur is two different
things. I love pizza.
Okay.
I'm not a connoisseur of pizza, though.
Okay, so, I mean, so no.
Not right, no.
Some people have things they're connoisseurs of. Some people have things they just like.
Mm-hmm. I like a lot of stuff. I'm very easy to get along with. Mm-hmm. I will say this. I tend to call myself a chameleon of sorts. Because earlier you guys heard me say that, you know, it's a dangerous thing when you can put on many masks so mm-hmm. easily.
Right.
But I did used to look at that as it was a beautiful thing. And then I learned it wasn't because I was, you know, so traumatized from so many different things mm-hmm. and I was just moving along trying to work through my day.
Yeah.
But, that fact also actually helped me. I really feel like I can pretty much have a conversation with someone from any background, any genre, any whatever. I said genre. Mm-hmm. But, you know, mm-hmm. I really feel like I can mm-hmm. speak to just about anybody. And I think wearing those hats actually allowed me to be able to do so.
Mm-hmm. I got you.
I don't know. That's all I got for fun facts.
Gotcha. Good enough.
He said, good enough.
It works. Well,
Okay.
That satisfy you, Pledge? Yeah. You got any more questions?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Did you ever find your response?
I did.
You did?
I did.
Oh, perfect.
Is this the on-air thing?
Yeah. If we can get engaged on air, we can play responses on air.
I mean, he plays my responses whether I want to be played or not. He damn sure played my Ash Machine response when I was in London. And didn't tell me until
what happened?
My London when I called you on my Ash Machine. I left that message on Ash Machine when I was in London about the Will Smith thing.
Yeah.
He started the episode off by playing it.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, is he doing this? I don't remember everything I said. This man knows me. Yeah.
That's funny.
All right, so let me make sure I got all my I had to turn everything down.
All right.
All the media.
Nigga, that was Brenda. Like, I'm blown away. I'm blown away. Like, I mean, soon the beat automatically captivated me, but when my mouth was open for like at least the first like 30 seconds, this is actually her. I don't see nothing wrong with nothing. That joint is super freaking hot. Like, I ain't gonna be playing it out in the public because I know how she feel as an artist. She needed her to drop that so I could be blasting that.
Well, it's dropped now.
Okay, right. So this was before it got dropped.
Yeah, yeah,
this
yeah.
was before it got dropped. Oh, you know, friends send friends music before it stuff dropped. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Wow, that's what's up. Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah, did we already tell people where you can get your music? I want to make sure we got
okay,
that.
Okay, it is streaming everywhere that music can be streamed. Mm. And hopefully it'll be on some radio stations soon. So y'all catch this and go ahead and start requesting it.
Right.
Also, if you... Oh, it's not on YouTube yet because I have been told that I need to do a video.
Of
so
course.
I yeah. didn't release it on YouTube because I'm actually going to do a video to the song. So in time, you'll be able to catch the video on YouTube. But until then, anywhere that you stream your music, it is released.
There you go. Well, Brenda, it's been a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here once again, fourth time. then, before we close out, do you have any shout outs?
To my mentors, I want to tell them thank you so much for pushing me. To my beautiful, wonderful husband, thank you for pushing me. Thank you for coaching me and just being there, not pushing me in a way that was overbearing, but just in the most loving way that you could support somebody. You've been that, and I really appreciate you.
That's what's up.
That is dope.
That's what's up. All right.
Thank you.
That's awesome. He wasn't expecting that at all.
He's like, big shout outs on our own show.
Right.
Thanks again. We'll do the shout outs, but make sure y'all stay tuned because y'all about to hear a song that will change your life after this episode. Without further ado, Push, do you have any shout outs before I got? Okay. Nah. All right. So shout outs to our crosstalkers worldwide. Shout out to Brenda, Brandy, November, Tam, Alicia, Gustav, Eric, Queen, Donna, Renee, Jason, Sunshine, Marlboro, Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, Frankfurt, Germany, Manchester, England, Castro Valley, California, Council Bluffs, Iowa, Haringey, Quezon City, Philippines, Rex, Georgia, Sandy Central, Bedfordshire, England, Paris, California, West Sussex, England, Islebury, Buckinghamshire, England, Jonesboro, Georgia, Collinswood, New Jersey, Palmetto, Florida, Fresno, California, and Sheffield, England, tuned in.
Yo, we
gotta
get up to England.
Yes.
I've never heard of England.
Me either. Not this
like,
much.
How many different parts of England?
Four or five.
Yo. Yes. What's up?
Yes.
I don't think I've ever heard you say England. If you have, it's been very far between.
Yep,
right.
Yep, I mean, right.
You name like different. I'm like, come on, England, stand up.
Like, don't forget, y'all, stay tuned after this episode. Thank y'all for tuning in. I'm Steph Swig.
I'm Big Pudge.
Crosstalk
Radio.
Peace.
Just wanna dance. Just gotta dance. All I wanna do is dance when I think about you. Get excited when I hear your name. Can't let nobody get up in my way. Ain't got no time for the foolishness when it comes to you. Can't be playing no games. So let's invite the whole world. Let them get a taste of how it is in your world. Anything that you want to do, Lord, it's okay, cause I rock with you. Swear on my life that you're the truth, Lord. Never my life, can't do it without you, Lord. I was lost all alone, but now I'm found. You the type who will always be around. So glad that I got to meet you. So good that I get to please you. One of a kind, really need you. Can't get enough, never wanna leave you.
All I wanna do is dance when I think about you.
When I think about you. When I think about you.
All I wanna do is dance when I think about you.
And dance, dance when I think about you. Let's take a minute, just give them praise. Clap your hands like it's your last day. Raise your voice, no matter the sound you make. Pick up your feet like you love them today.
Hey,
don't worry about your bad days. Sunshine days, push the rain away. Just let those tears roll off your face. Appreciate his work in every way. Don't stop the praise when you feel pain. Just know that it'll wipe your tears away. In Christ, you're a new creation. Since we love him, it's in our favor. So glad that I got to meet you. Feel so good that I get to please you. One of a kind, really need you. Can't get enough, never wanna be. Just wanna dance, 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 dance. Just dance, dance, dance. Ooh. When I think about you, when I think about you.